Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the beats, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. Right. Positive and motivate to the fact to see successful guests promote herself mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
And greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. And I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. Peace and greetings to you guys all, and welcome to The Remix. I want to give out the call-in number. 646-522-2711 is the number to call. And that's going to get you locked into The Remix. I'm also going to let you know how you can come on over, because the chat room is open, and you can join us in the chat room. We're going to take a few moments before we get ready to get into the share and warm up the mic. So we're going to warm up the mic as we get ready to get into the share tonight. So peace and greetings to everyone out there. So good to have you guys joining me here live in the forum tonight. Tonight, as you know, is March the 9th, 2014. And of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say peace and greetings to all of our international listeners out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from, and welcome you to come on over and join us in the forum tonight. And you can do that. You can call in. You can Skype in. It's quite a few ways that you can get yourself connected to The Remix tonight. The first thing I want to let you know is all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711. And that's going to get you locked in right here to The Remix. You can also Skype in. It's really, really cool. You can just Skype in and come on over. I see you guys on Twitter already tweeting and getting yourself up. I want to give a big shout out to Call Me Six over there on Twitter as well, and the rest of you guys hanging out over there. And also for those of you who are here in the chat room. So now, let me go ahead and give you some cosmic directions to get yourself over to the chat. All you have to do is, all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/, The Remix. And that's going to get you locked into the chat room. I see many of you are over here on the phone lines getting yourself all situated. I do want you to know that you can join us over here in chat. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, welcome. Welcome to our guests joining us. And all you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up. And tell us who you are, and in just that short period of time, you can come on in and join The Remix family. We're all getting ourselves situated in the chat room, and you're certainly welcome to join us here tonight. Now, joining us here live in the forum tonight is a very special treat. Definitely is no stranger to The Remix, or any other place for that matter, but we are very, very honored to have our brother Wayne Chandler, who's going to be joining us here tonight in the share. And I'm really, really just excited about the share here tonight. It is the first time Brother Wayne Chandler is joining us here in 2014. So this is going to be a special treat. We're going to be talking about all of his work. Brother Wayne Chandler is a master teacher. He definitely specialized in all of the arts, going from everything from history to Qigong. He's a healer. He's an author. He's our brother. And most importantly, he is definitely here to help raise the spiritual frequency of the world, and doing it in a very big way. And you'll find out how you can join Brother Wayne Chandler on a very special retreat that he has going on actually this month, the month of March, on the 27th. I do want to invite you, while we're listening to the show, to take yourself over to Brother Wayne Chandler's website, and that's www.waynechandler, and or Wayne B. Chandler, so W-A-Y-N-E, the letter B as in blue, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R.com. And check out the website there. Lots of goodies over there. You can find out what's going on. He's also on Facebook. All of this can be found in the show notes here. So we'll be bringing Brother Wayne Chandler on in just a moment as we get ready to get ourselves situated. So peace and greetings to everyone. You know it's Sunday night, and you know what happens on Sunday night. The Kimdeck orders go in. So all of that information about the Know Your Magic Kimdeck, all of the detailed things that go on with the Remix family, that is available here in the show notes. Definitely want to do this. That's a big shout out to everyone who is self-invested. Want to send a shout out for that. If you want to find out more, you know what to do. Questionforblue@gmail.com, and you can find out all of the details. Now, I want to remind you that tonight's show, as well as all of the shows, are available for you to download. And all you have to do is bring yourself on over here to the Remix page, and you can download several different ways. You can download the shows because they're available for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you can actually download the show right here on the Remix page. So coming to the Remix, download it straight to your computer. That's one way that you can download it. Another way, you can get yourself over to iTunes, come over to the Remix page, click the iTunes button, subscribe to iTunes, and you can get all of the Remix shows. There's hours and hours and hours. I can't even tell you. Thousands of hours of shows that are there for you. And hundreds of shows covering every topic from this world and beyond. You can go there and you can check it out. It's available for you there on demand. You can get it at any time. So I encourage you to download. If you have a smartphone or a smartphone device, you definitely want to do that. I see Danielle is checking in over on Twitter as well, too. Greetings to everybody who's on Twitter that's listening into the Remix, as well as all of you listening through all of your other devices as well. And joining us here live in the forum, Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be coming on the forum tonight. Yeah, we have a couple of other announcements that we'll make, and then we're going to get ready. You know what we do. We kind of get up, move around, dance, kind of lift the energy up. Some of us has kind of been sitting around all day today. You know, the time in some places in the world kind of sprung forward. That's really kind of a Western world phenomenon, but we do that here. And, you know, it's about us really kind of attuning ourselves and definitely staying connected with our internal clock. And these are some of the great things that we'll be talking about tonight with Brother Wayne Chandler as well. So I want to also remind you guys that you can go over to the Remix Radio page over on Facebook, and that's going to be a great place for you to stay connected, stay in tune, and to connect yourself with everything that's going on with the Remix. Wow. Want to remind you, coming up next week, it's so much going on, you guys. Coming up next week, the Priestess. You guys know all of the sisters, the amazing sisters in the Priestesshood. Hold on. All of the amazing sisters in the Priestesshood is going to be joining us for doing a very, very special detox. All right. So yes, you guys, I want to talk about with the priestess here. I just got to kind of do some Miss Blue stuff real quick right now. So again, I want to remind you that the call-in number is 646-652-2711. All right, so that's the call-in number for the show tonight, 646-652-2711. That's the number for you to call and for you to get yourself locked in to the remix form tonight. Welcome to the forum. And all of our international callers, I know we want to welcome you for calling us and joining us here live in the forum tonight. I know that it can be a challenge depending on what part of the world you're in, whether it's morning, night, or day, or whatever it is, to kind of get yourself up and joining us here in the forum tonight. We're still kind of warming up the mics here. That's what I'm doing. I'm warming up the mics as we get ready to wait for our brother Wayne Chandler, joining us here live in the forum. We're going to dance, but I want to talk about this because I think it's necessary, and it's really some good stuff. First, let's finish with the priestess. Okay, I'm going to slow it down a little bit. So the priestess is going to be doing a five-day cosmic detox, and this is something that they really wanted to share, we wanted to share with the whole community, with everyone. So this is a detox that everyone can participate in. And the only thing you have to do is go over to the Remix Radio page, click the like button, and you will see starting on the 16th. Okay, so this is going to kick off on the 16th, and we're going to go all the way up until the 20th. This is a detox. And this is a detox that everyone can participate in. And if you're doing some of the other detoxes, because there's so many amazing brothers and sisters out there doing things, this can go along with anything. This can combine. You don't have to stop anything you're doing. It really is about everyone coming together and really sharing. So not only will they be sharing what's going on, they'll be looking for you to share those things with us as well, too. So it's really something where everyone can be involved, and no one gets left out, and that's what's so beautiful about it. And it doesn't matter how young you are, because we have some babies that have not even come here listening to the remix. They can participate. And we also have some that are our ancestors in the ancestor realm. They can participate. And everyone in between that definitely can participate in this detox. Every day, it's just going to be something so juicy, so sexy, so different that you can incorporate inside of your life, really just to help you clear, cleanse, raise your frequency and vibration. And this is the perfect time of the year to do it. So we invite you all to go over and definitely participate in this. It's going to be some cool stuff. It's a lot of fun. All of the priestess every single day is going to be contributing special things. And this is not only about detoxing the physical body. So just want to drop a little hint out there. It's about all kinds of detox, cosmic detoxing going on, never before done this way. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be so much fun, and you guys are going to love it. So we invite you. We invite you all to do that and to participate. So welcome to the remix, everyone. We're going to get ready to dance and raise up the energy. I do want to talk about this really quickly as we get ready to get into the share. Did you guys watch the show Resurrection yet? Has anybody seen that? Checked it out? Very interesting. Very, very interesting. They did it again tonight. Yes, it came on again tonight. They already had showed this pilot before. So far, they got 8 episodes. We'll have to talk about it a little later. They're going to need some really damn good consultants. They may need to come over to the remix. They may need to kind of get with Brother Wayne Chandler and a few people to kind of get this going past 8 episodes, because it's good, but it's kind of lacking there for those of us who really understand these things and how they and how they actually do go down. But I'm really happy for the program, and it really kind of gets you outside of your box for those who are in the box to really kind of see this in a different light. So check it out. I think it's good. The brother Epps is in there. Omar Epps. I think it's really, really good to see people who are following their dreams and passion. And I support that at any level. I support someone who is truly following their dreams and passion and doing it from a place of love. So now, let's get ready. We're going to get ready to listen to some Baby Blue, and then we're going to get ready to dance. But we're going to be dancing to a very special song here tonight. And this is a song that I want to dedicate to our brother Wayne Chandler, this particular song, because it truly speaks to the teacher that he is. For those of you who may not be familiar with Brother Wayne Chandler, he wrote the acclaim book, and if you don't have this in your archive, you definitely need to do this, Ancient Future. And he is a researcher. He has a whole lot of things that he probably would not call himself. And definitely, you know, we kind of cringe a little bit when we hear that word master, because most of us tend to think or feel we don't achieve that level of mastery until we have crossed over to the other side. Oh, not much. We do have masters who are still walking the planet and still doing their work and doing it in a very big way. I humbly bow to this brother's feet, and there's quite a few other brothers and sisters as well, but definitely the brother Wayne Chandler, and just his humbleness and just his strength and all the work that he has put out there and continuously to put out there, he deals with energy. And that's the best way that I can say that. Definitely, he is a world-renowned Qigong master, practitioner, that have taught this modality all over the planet and from all corners of the planet as well. He's an author as well, but most importantly, he's an innovator. And so you'll get to hear a lot about what he's inventing because he does that in a very, very high frequency way. And so tonight, one of the things that I wanted to speak to Brother Wayne about was about really where are we now? He's been able to capture a lot of our history. And he's been able to bring things to light that the world is only now beginning to recognize really being a connection or even understanding its significance. And he's been able to walk with a lot of the other great teachers and masters on the planet. So he carries a wealth of knowledge. Talk about walking records. This brother is an ancient walking record that is really paving the way and opening us up to the future. And, yeah, so I'm excited to have him come join us here tonight. We will be taking questions, so you want to get yourself on the phone lines if you have a question you want to ask Brother Wayne Chandler and have that out there and share that as well. So we're going to listen to some Baby Blue, and then we're going to listen to a song. I'm going to kind of give you some insight on the song, but I know that you guys will be able to feel me when I talk about this song. So here goes Baby Blue, and we're about to get right into the share.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue, and remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. So the song that we're going to be playing, I feel, speaks to the essence of Brother Wayne Chandler. And the moment I heard it, actually it was Baby Blue played it a lot of times, and some of you even know, I do get with you guys to see who, what song to play. Sister Munya and Esther both can attest to that. And sometimes I reach out to you guys as well to really get a song because that's an important element when it comes to the remix and just opening the energy and the frequency. So I want to ask that all of you guys stand up. So that's it. Stand up, no matter. There you go. I see you sitting at the table, sitting on a couch. Come on, get yourself up. That's all right. You laying down. Get up, get up, get up. I see you getting up. You can get the babies up too. That's right. You over there. You too. Yes. I mean you too. Get up. Get up. If you can hear my voice, I want you to get up. I want you to stand up when we get ready to play this song. And I want you to really just kind of feel this song. This song right here really, truly speaks to our brother Wayne Chandler and all the amazing work that he's done, he continues to do, and will do for us in the future. And it has a jazzy little kick to it. And at the end of the day, I kind of walk away with this smile, and I know you guys can walk away too saying, yeah, that's him. That's who he is. He is the man. So let's listen to this, and then we're going to get right into the share.
You can tell everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody, go ahead and tell everybody, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, yes I am, yes I am, yes I am, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told, paid for every heart that I ever stole, I played my cards and I didn't fold, well it ain't that hard when you got sold. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn it around. Time to do what must be done. Put up a fear, can we get them down? Well, you can tell it.
You can tell it.
Yeah, you can tell it.
Caught him off guard, but it always been a plan. Bigger than anything you could ever understand. Oh God, can you hear the strength in that? It's nothing to roll it in. All on me to take care of them. I hope in the end you take care of my sins now. Been around. Team strong and I gotta hold them down. Just keep strong, it'll be your turn. But for now, I don't know what you heard, but I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Tell everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody.
I love it. I love it. That was I'm the Man by Aloe Black, and that was our dedication to Brother Wayne Chandler. Let's go ahead and bring on the man. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Wayne.
peace and greetings, sis. How are you? How are you doing this evening?
I am wonderful. How about you? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm doing great. I was in Atlanta last weekend and got a couple of warm days, and I think that's enough to carry me through the rest of the winter here.
Well, beautiful. Everyone is definitely loving it. They say you the man. You're the man. You're the man. You definitely are the man. Well, it is such an honor to have you come join us on the platform tonight. I know that you're busy, and we really are very thankful for all the time that you take, that you give so much back to talk about your work and to talk about how we can begin to help ourselves, heal ourselves, and just doing that. I know as we get ready to get into the share tonight to talk about the things when it comes to spiritual frequency and just really how we can attune ourselves to that energy here, I want to talk about some of the upcoming things you have. I know you have a trip going to Puerto Rico, and if you can just kind of give us some of the juicy details and how anyone who wants to be involved, who should go, and what they can expect when they get there.
Answering the last question first, they can expect profound transformation. You know, that's across the board one of the major themes, you know, of our retreats, and that's what people walk away with, you know, when they leave there. And part of the focus of the retreat, of course, is to cultivate those kind of qualities, you know, within the human being, the spirit, you know, the essence of the human entity, but at the same time to be able to take that back into the world and transfer that energy that you acquired, that knowledge you acquired, the light that you acquired into your everyday life, you know, so that your challenges don't feel so insurmountable. And you learn, you know, one of the things that has been stated is that no problem can be solved in the level of consciousness at which it occurs.
Yes.
So this speaks to the need, you know, for us to be evolving, growing, developing, cultivating ourselves consistently, you know, so that we are always above and beyond whatever challenges that may befall us, so that we always have solutions that we pull from a much higher vibrational frequency to curtail or redefine the direction that we need to take with respect to the challenges that are presented to us. So the retreat really focuses on that particular theme. That's the thematic of my retreats. This is the first time that I've been to Puerto Rico to do a retreat there, so I'm really, really looking forward to that. The place is pretty awesome, and it's surrounded, you know, by vegetation. You know, there's lakes and streams and rivers on the property. I mean, they grow their own food. It's an amazing place. You know, very very beautiful, very very organic.
Yes, yes. And so let's talk about this. Like, who can come? Because often some of the questions that I hear, and I'm getting them now, is about, do you need to be at any particular level? Who is this recommended for? Who is this retreat recommended for? Do you have to have any kind of prereq or any kind of knowledge? Who can go to this?
You really don't. You know, you don't need to have any type of previous knowledge or learning base, because it's really good to come, you know, with a cup half empty as opposed to a cup half full, because you're going to be learning, you know, all of what you need to have as tools, you know, to cultivate, to open, to guide and direct you, you know, through the various challenges or doorways that you'll walk through during the course of your life. You'll be given those tools. And it's good to be able to just kind of begin anew, to know that these are fresh, you know, devices that you can work with to help just make your life a lot more fluid and a lot more in sync with, you know, universal accord, you know, because that's our goal. You know, our goal is not necessarily, you know, just listening to others outside of ourselves telling us what direction and which way to walk and talk and do whatever, you know.
Yeah.
It's about listening to a much higher, a much greater source that, you know, comes from within us, that's connected to a much larger body of information that is all around us. You know,
so
you don't have to know anything to begin this retreat. And it's, as a matter of fact, it's better that you don't.
I was going to say, beautiful. And you get a chance to get your own experience from that. And I've talked to many who have been on your retreats, a lot of Remix family members, and that's one of the things that I see universal across the board, is that they all come back with a very profound sense of themselves and their connection, and their experiences are all the same. You know, they're the same in the sense that they all had profound, you know, changes that happened within them, but they had their own uniqueness that really helped them achieve a lot of things in their life. So beautiful. And so this retreat is going on in the month of March, so it's still not too late for anyone out there that want to find out about details, or if you're thinking, maybe this is something I can do for myself, because often in times we do so much for our jobs, our families, for our communities. You know, maybe you're a teacher out there, maybe you're you're someone out there doing your work in a very big way. Don't forget to take care of yourself. And these retreats that Brother Wayne Chandler does is really a unique way that you can really do something for yourself. And I think sometimes we miss that, especially those of us who are healers in the world. We tend to be healing everyone else, but this is a great opportunity just for no reason to treat yourself and to do this for yourself. And who better to do it with than Brother Wayne Chandler in Puerto Rico? Are you kidding me? That's beautiful.
Yeah, and we've got a great, I mean, we've got a great program, and we've got, you know, the teachers, you know, are top-notch. And, you know, with us this year, you know, is a sister who's coming from Chicago. Her name is Nadia Pele. And then another sister from the West Coast, Maya. And, you know, Nadia is going to be doing, you know, the yoga. You know, she does the yoga, and she studied with a brother by the name of Yasir Rahotep, you know, who's a very good friend and one of my closest brothers.
Yeah, he's been here.
You know, so she has studied with him and gotten her certification from him in comedic yoga. And Maya, you know, is just, you know, she's going to be handling, because I like to bring in a woman to work with the women on specific practices that are designed and designated just for
women. Beautiful.
And so yeah, Maya, you know, is going to handle that aspect of our experience and journey, you know, and it has been pushed back to April the 27th.
Oh, I said March, April the 27th. I stand corrected, and I'll correct that as well.
No, because it was March the 20th, but we've pushed it back to April the 27th.
Wow, that gives even more time. So if you guys want to find out more about the retreat, how you can be a part, or find out what is needed so you can participate, contact you, Brother Wayne. Would you prefer them to go to the website or to email you?
They can go to the website. The website, of course, you know, all you have to do is just punch in WayneBChandler.com. Or you can go, if you want to do the www.WayneBChandler.com, you can go that way as well. And that'll take you to my website. and you can look at the information. You have to keep in mind, though, that the dates on the flyer that are up there now, you know, are from the 20th of March to the 27th, and those dates have been changed to April the 27th beginning. So until I change that, you know, you want to be just, you know, just aware that the dates need to be shifted.
Okay, beautiful. Wow, that's going to be great. Lots of people are talking about they want to get themselves over there. I want to talk about where we are. I know that you've been on your spiritual journey for quite a while. And if you could, Brother Wayne, I want you to kind of take us on a short trip down memory lane and tell us about some of the things that really inspired you in the beginning, just on your own quest, just for yourself, your own personal quest. What was some of that inspiration for you?
I think some of the inspiration initially was meeting different individuals talking about different realities that I had yet to embrace. One of the first people that really, really impacted me was a brother when I first went to school, got into my collegiate years, a brother by the name of Carl with a K, Sawyer. And, you know, he gave me a book on transcendental meditation and, you know, just said, man, you know, read this book, you know, it'll change your life. And, you know, I started trying to read this book on transcendental meditation. I thought I was reading Egyptian hieroglyphs, you know. I mean, I could not understand, like, anything that book was saying, you know. But I kept reading it, and I kept reading it. But, you know, what I did is I just hung around this brother for the longest time and listened to a lot of these, what to me at the time were abstract concepts about the reality that we lived in. And the more I hung around and listened to him, eventually it like puts a pressure that allows your consciousness to expand and open to receive new bodies of information. And so that's what began to happen. And after about maybe 4 or 5 months of like just hanging around this brother and listening to the different concepts and the so-called abstract formulas that he was putting on my table, I went back, I picked up that book that he was giving me, that he had given me on transcendental meditation. I read through the whole thing and understood every word, you know. And, you know, it's like, you know, we limit ourselves, you know, with so much compartmentalization. And once you begin to understand and more deeply understand the need to become an integrative personality, then the sky is the limit for the experiences that you can create for yourself, you know. And so that was like one of the first major forays into my journey was this brother just opening me up to a whole world of various possibilities that I had never entertained before. And after that, just meeting different people, talking about different things, and then traveling, and then getting out of the country and going into various places, different places, you know, that just moves you into a different spot and space within the core of your own being.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. It is beautiful. Thank you for that. And so I want to talk about one of your works, because you have many of them, but one of your acclaimed works that we all know and love, the book Ancient Future. And really, what was the essence behind you writing that? Did you know that what you were writing at the time would come to be what it is now? What was really going on with you for your quest for Ancient Future?
At the time that I began writing Ancient Future, I was writing for a brother out of Rutgers University, Professor Ivan Van Sertima. And I had been working with this brother for about 10 years. And my focus with him was very unique because, you know, we dealt with ancient civilizations and the African presence in those civilizations in terms of, you know, what African people have realistically contributed and created with respect to the direction of civilization and culture on this planet. And as I got deeper and deeper into many of the things that, you know, we were so intrinsically involved in, I began to see that beyond all the buildings and the stone structures that we created and the places that we physically could be identified as being, that we created some amazing philosophical and transformative practices, techniques, ways of being that shifted, were all about shifting consciousness and staying connected to a spiritual force, a soul force that resided within us that allowed us to manipulate and recreate this reality as we saw it. And that I found to be, through their eyes, our birthright, that they could manipulate and recreate, redesign this three-dimensional reality or this three-dimensional construct as they saw fit. And to me, that was true power. And that was what we really, really, through studying these ancient cultures and civilizations, wanted to get at. And so with Ancient Future, you know, I really began, you know, I wanted to synthesize a variety of different pieces of information and experiences of our historical legacy and bring them all together to show how science, metaphysics, spiritual science, history, social and cultural sciences really support each other when they're examined holistically.
And amazing, amazing piece of work. You know, oftentimes I'll find something or something will come across on the online somewhere on a website, and they'll discover something, some ancient coins that they found once. These were some coins, some African ancient coins that they found somewhere in Asia or China or Japan, and I will flash and I will go back to the book Ancient Future and think about a lot of the connections. How do you feel now seeing that a lot of these things, well, first, let me go back first. How was the book received for real when you first published it? How did the community for real received it?
I wrote an excerpt of that book came out in a book that I did with Dr. Van Sertima called Egypt, Child of Africa. And in that book, I published just the introduction, which was like 7 pages. Dr. Asa Hilliard, who was one of our greatest educators and historians of this time, said very publicly that those were the heaviest 7 pages of any book that he had ever read, you know. And what I discovered was that in that book I really expressed and wrote on very specific principles that were philosophical and spiritual in their nature that regular, basic, historical academia and academicians had no knowledge of whatsoever.
Beautiful. And I'm so glad you said that, because now, you know, when I'm seeing this, and even for myself, taking a couple of classes, going back to school, and others who have written me, wrote me, he's in China right now doing his master's, and that was one of my recommendations I gave him to get that book, just to get a better understanding of presence, of understanding our presence all over the world, is that a lot of times these articles are coming up and they're recanting, saying, wow, Okay, so there was African presence, you know, on this continent at this particular time, and here's the proof. And some of these things have come up in the last couple of years, and I will post it on Facebook, and you will see others posting it, and we will put ancient future, because it's like, okay, y'all need to get this book, because this information is here. So it's good to know that it was definitely by those who were doing the work, as it should be highly regarded and respected at the time. But seeing these things now come into what we would call mainstream, or even into the academia world, which we know is a very difficult world to break into. It is more difficult, I think, than science to really get them to be open to see this. How does it feel now to see these things that at the time when you were discovering them, when you were bringing them back to life again and expressing them through your works, now seeing this, you know, kind of go across the Yahoo page or, you know, maybe kind of float by in an email?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's an interesting question because, I mean, that's something that I've been looking at, you know, for years, because a lot of the work that we did with Dr. Van Sertima, I mean, was way ahead of its time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, for example, I wrote a piece that dealt with the movement of the blacks that created the first two dynasties of China.
Yes.
And their movement away from China and into the New World, where they rerouted themselves in what became known as Mesoamerica or Central and South America, and in the areas that we identify today as Mexico, you know, the Yucatan Peninsula, those areas where they rerouted themselves and started civilization all over again, you know, so, and became known as Olmec. You know, they had a very strong and powerful Olmec, the Tajin cultures that arose during that time. You know, so you had this fusion of ancient Kemetic or Egyptian and an Asian, very powerful Asian Shang dynasty presence that locked itself into this area as well, that really completely and totally spearheaded the direction of culture and civilization during this time, that built these amazing cities, you know, that had the pyramid of the sun and the pyramid of the moon, you know, and just writing about that and being able to clearly, you know, identify the players in that.
Yes.
And then knowing that it was going to come up against, you know, a hailstorm of challenges and controversy,
yes.
Only
yes.
to see, like, years later, people admitting that, you know, all of this
right.
research was very accurate and was very much on point, you know.
Yeah.
That's an amazing feeling, you know, to really see. Yeah, to know that you have, that you stepped out there with information that was, you know, far and beyond, you know, the current grasp of historical academia, you know, only to be later embraced by historical academia.
Beautiful. And, you know, one of the things I'll say is, because each time that comes up, I see that and I get a flash. And that's one of the questions I wanted to ask you, like, how does that feel to, you know, because sometimes, you know, just doing our work, and it doesn't matter what it is, you know, from us being a mother or a father, or, you know, maybe, you know, we work as a teacher, you know, any kind of profession that we're doing. When you're truly into your passion and you're into your work as you feel it to be, there always comes a time that you really step outside that box. You get a chance to. Many of us here on The Remix, we take that chance, but a lot of people don't. And when you do take that chance, a lot of times people start lifting their little left eye at you, you know, like, really? Like, where you get that from? Like, what is that? Where are you going with that? And so to be able to see it and to do your work and really do it from a place of just wanting to know and just to share, and then have it come back to see that now it's being embraced is truly profound, and definitely we thank you for that. So now I want to talk about some more of your work, and where did the Qigong come in? Where did that come in for you? Where did this level of consciousness, of understanding about Qigong become a passion for you?
It was an outgrowth of my initial studies in yoga. I began studying yoga like in 1970. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm an intense person, so, you know, I took my study, you know, very, very intensely. Yeah. And what I mean by that is I would leave the country and go to islands and pitch a tent, like, up in the mountains and just
That's
do my practices. Yeah, you know, I'd be like, okay. But, you know, what got me with Qigong was that in doing and following the yogic path to that extent, to that degree, with the meditation, with the pranayama, you know, with the asanas, there were certain things that I was looking for in terms of the awakening of my inner mechanisms and my spiritual tools and consciousness, you know, the activation, I guess, of my spiritual, you know, technology. And it wasn't happening. It wasn't coming, you know, and it wasn't coming, you know, in the way that I felt I was designed to express that with the kind of work that I was putting in. I was putting in, you know, hours and hours a day, you know, and I might get a little tingle or a flash, and I'm like, nah, man, that you know, I'm in the islands, I'm drinking coconut water every day, you know, I got dreads hanging down to my back, you know, I'm like, something's wrong here, this isn't right, you know, so. A few years later, I got turned on to Mantak Chia, and, you know, my business partner had one of his books in his library, and I just picked it up and started looking through it, and I was like, wow, you know, this cat is talking about some interesting stuff. So I began to take bits and pieces, you know, of the information that he had in his book and practice that. And I began to see just various response, like, in no time whatsoever compared to all of the energy and time that I had put into the yoga, you know. So if I stayed with a particular practice, you know, like just in creating my foundation, because one of the things, you know, he said, you have to create your foundation. Once you create your foundation, you can build on that. So if you can stay with this practice, you know, for 4 to 6 weeks, it's going to open up various portals that's going to allow you to then glide through and just have, you know, all kinds of awakenings and inner portals, you know, activated and open. So, and I did. I stayed with that foundation, those foundational principles and practices for 6 weeks. And after that, you know, I mean, the sky was the limit, you know. I mean, it was like, you know, no looking back. And what I discovered was that the results that you get from Qigong, when done properly, I'm not talking about all this Qigong out here where you got 5,000 people in one room and you got a guy that's floating up and down going, and now Qigong, you move right. And now Qigong, you move left. Oh, inhale, oh, so good. No, that's not what I do, you know. You know, my focus and my thing is really designing a program, which I have done, that will maximize the effects and the power of Qigong in a way that people will truly embrace and absorb and transform from the practices as they do them.
beautiful.
If they're not going to get something, huh?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I was going to say
if they're not going to get something from what it is that I'm teaching them, then there's no sense in me teaching them.
Right, right.
And I mean,
I was
something
gonna
profound.
Ask, yes. What I was going to ask you is tell us what Qigong is, and then tell us what Qigong is to you. Tell us the definition of Qigong, and then tell us what Qigong is to you. So we kind of got what Qigong is to you. So what is Qigong?
Very good question. Qigong, I mean, it's a science, first of all, and you want to understand that it is a science that has been around for a very, very, very long time. And, I mean, I'm talking about like thousands and thousands of years. And
yes.
The thing about Qigong is that it is a science that takes what I would consider an ordinary individual, you know, human being, and transforms them into an extraordinary human being.
Yeah, so it gives them superpowers.
it basically does. It gives abilities. It creates abilities within that individual that individual has never been able to experience, or for most people, they've never even identified or known before, you know. So the practice of Qigong literally takes what would be considered a basic, regular individual, you know, based on the standards, you know, of our current society.
Yeah.
And it more or less creates a, you know, let me put it like this. It's a multidimensional science because it deals with the physical, the spiritual, the mental, and the emotional. And it takes a normal, or what we may consider from our perspective, inferior human being, and makes them a superior being by enhancing and creating superb physical health, clarity of mind, a profoundly disciplined will, which when you have that, you can much more easily manifest and bring into the world the things that you want, because it empowers you in a way that makes your ability to intend to create out of this three-dimensional construct that which you want. And it also allows for the release of various, what I would, I guess, say suppressed talents and abilities.
Mm. Powerful, powerful. And so when you get ready to go, let's say, to the retreat, because I know you also do classes, you also have personal one-on-one sessions that you do as well, too. Is there any prereq for that, for understanding what you're about to do?
It's not. You know, the only thing that an individual really needs is to be open. You know, and that's it. You know, I mean, like I said, it's all about, you know, the glass being half empty as opposed to half full in this case. You know, when I went to study for my certification, you know, I walked up on this island in the middle of nowhere, and my teacher was standing there, and you know, she said to me, "Oh, I've heard so much about you. I've heard, you know this and you know that, and that you can do this and that." And I looked at her and I said, "Whatever you've heard, just take it and throw it out the window, because I don't know anything."
I know,
you know
that.
And this smile came over her face like, "That's what I wanted to hear," you know?
Yeah.
Because you never want to walk into a place thinking that you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then what's the sense of going
there?
Yes,
yes. What's the point of being?
No question.
Yes, I love it. I love that. That is so profound right there. Just that statement alone. It is. You want to walk in and really just be open, because if you know everything, you can learn nothing, period.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's it. And I definitely humbly sit in the position of the student anytime. That's my favorite position. The student, that's it. Beautiful. So all of that, Brother Wayne, so much you've learned, and I know that's a big part of your path is to continue your learning and continuing your growing. Bring us to where we are today, and what are some of the important components that you've seen in your work and also seen in your travels? Where you are on your own personal journey. Where are we today as it relates to our ancient future, as in a holistic view, looking at all the...
Yeah. I mean, we're in a very... Because ancient future, you know, its theme is basically dealing with what had been scripted in antiquity that fed into our tomorrow.
Mm.
And we are now in our tomorrow.
Yes.
And so when you begin to look at that in a holistic manner, there are so many things that are beginning to take shape and form. But the problem is that because we see through a three-dimensional lens, you know, we lose sight of many of the keys that are being given to us that we really need to be able to observe and embrace and then utilize in our everyday life that will prepare us for the times that we're in. And I'm not even going to say the coming times. I'm talking about the times that we're in right now, because it's a lot deeper than people could ever imagine, but individuals are getting ready to see exactly how deep this is. And the thing is that when it hits and it comes, there's nobody climbing up to the top of the tower and shouting, get ready, it's coming. No, there's none of that is going to happen. You're going to wake up one morning and be blindsided by the fact that your whole reality has shifted, because that's how it happens.
Mm.
You know, when they talked about, see, yes, it's all about distractions, you know. And so 2012 was a distraction, because they made 2012 seem to be some type of monumentous effect that was going to shift and change the world, and it was all this and all that, and it wasn't about... Oh,
yes.
2012 was just about opening a gateway. That's all it was.
Wait.
It was just
opening
a gateway to a different frequency.
That happened. That's it. That happened 2011.
And when that happened, you know, I mean, I felt the energy, because I'm doing energetically based practices. Like right now, today, my students, when all of these solar flares, you know, and various, you know, energetic, you know, cosmic bursts are like bombarding the planet, and everybody is freaking out and, you know, going, you know, whack wild. All of my students are just like floating through the day. You know, they feel the energy because they take that energy, absorb it into their bodies, and they channel it and have it activate and have an influence on every cell and corpuscle in their being. You know, it's not an adjutant. It's not an aggravant. It's something that is used not even as a stimulant, but an invigorant. It adds power. It adds strength, you know. it adds a level of solidarity and clarity and spiritual direction. You know, it doesn't discombobulate. You know, it doesn't, you know, like scatter and create, you know, these just conscious like imbalances that people seem to get, and emotional imbalances that people seem to get when these things happen. You know, because they're not prepared. And this is one of the, this is the reason we have these practices.
That's right, because you do need to understand, and that was so powerful what you said, because chaos is ordered.
Right.
So it really just depends on where you're at with it. But chaos is ordered. We ordered that. We are ordering these things to happen. But like you said, how you absorb it, how you take it in, and we see so many of these different imbalances of people taking themselves out of harmony because there is no practice. You don't have a practice to really even begin to understand what energy is. So oftentimes, you know, that's, I love working with energy and understanding it and really know that it is so much to it. I haven't even tipped the iceberg of really getting into what energy is. And I think sometimes we fool ourselves into thinking that we know our energy because we just understand a component of what's going on in the external world, but there's so much more to that. And so the practice of Qigong really helps you to integrate and bring your awareness to a level that you can be able to see, like you said, not just through your eyes, you know, really be able to see it for what it is. So real powerful. So much of that is going on now at this particular time, and it's happening all around us, and we see it, whether we watch the news or not. You don't have to. You even see it with those who are doing the work. You see it. It's coming to pass. What are some of the things, if you could, I know, starting with really getting into practices, whether it be something of Qigong or whatever, but what are some of the things that you would suggest to really begin to open yourself up to this? Is there something that we can do at this particular moment?
I mean, yeah, just to, like, regulate your breathing, you know, because the breath is the key. That's the road to the internal worlds, you know, and it's the road that creates the harmonious accord with the universal pulse that surrounds you, that moves through you, you know. And once you begin to utilize the breath, you know, in a conscious manner, I mean, that in itself is a walking meditation, just to stay in your breath, because we breathe so erratically on a daily basis. A lot of times we breathe so horrendously that there are at least a few hundred times, if not a couple thousand times during the course of a day, that we actually just, the breath just stops, you know. That's how erratic the breath is. And part of that is keeping us in a place of discombobulation mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So when you just begin to lock into a patterned way of breathing, a conscious way of breathing, of like being attuned to your breath and being aware of it, you don't have to just kind of lock into it and have to watch it every single second of every single day, but just to have that underlying awareness of how you're breathing, so that when you go off kilter and that fluidity, that motion that you have created now in your body, you know, begins to become absent or there's a hiccup in it, you know immediately, go back to the breath.
Go back. Beautiful. 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 And let's see. So many questions here. I do want us to go to the phone lines, but I want to remind everybody to definitely go check out Brother Wayne Chandler's website if you can. You can do that, www.waynebchandler.com. It's all you have to do, and you're going to get yourself locked in. You can find out about the retreat that's going on April the 27th and all of the details there. Just keep in mind you will not see April the 27th there, but if you have a question, you can contact Brother Wayne. He's on Facebook. He's all over the world. Just Google him. just Google him and you will find him. He's there. And everything that you need to understand that. Powerful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know we have so much more we're going to talk about and we're going to really get into. I see you guys getting yourselves on the phone lines for questions, but I want to move a little bit one step further to talk about where we are right now and how that's impacting us and really begin to look at it mental, physical. We took a look at some of the physical components through the breath. We took a look at that. We took a look at some of the things that's happening in our society, but how can we use that to raise our frequency? How can we use understanding about our breath? Let's take that and show us or kind of walk us through a day-to-day plan of how that can show up in the world. Like, what are some of the things that can be manifested from just that bit of understanding?
Well, one of the first things, you know, because the breath deals very specifically with how, you know, your emotional fields are expressed, you know, on a daily basis. You know, so just creating a certain type of rhythm, you know, and pattern of consciousness in the breath will create a very high and kind of a elevated consciousness in your emotional fields and how you express those fields on a daily basis, you know, to the people you come in contact with, how you're feeling as you move down the street, you know, because one of the things that happens every day when you get up and you get ready to walk out of your house to go into the world, and you have to look at the world for what it is. And right now there are a lot of different, you know, energetic patterns that are being disseminated, and some of them, you know, are constructive, and some of them are very, very destructive. I mean, there's a battle going on right now. So when you step outside your door, you're stepping into the midst of that battle. And so, therefore, based on the day has it already set up for what it wants you to experience. Now, before you step out your door, what you want to do is sit, be in silence, lock into your breath, create a rhythmic pattern of how your breath is moving through the body, because that same rhythm is now going to impact every organ and gland in your body, which has an emotional association and affiliate. And as you step out into the world, before you open that door, you want to lay down your intention coming off of that breath, what you want the world, the environment, to produce for you that day, what you would like to see, as opposed to you just going out there, you know, blindly and just casting your fate to the wind. You create what it is you want to see and what you want to have when you step out your door every morning. You know, so the breath, just sitting, gaining, regaining clarity, balance, you know, within the body, mind, spirit, through the breath, laying your intention for what you want to have happen in your day, and then open the door and go out into your day. You
Beautiful.
Tell the world what you want it to produce for you. Don't let the world produce what it wants to produce for you. Not out here in this stuff.
For real.
Yeah.
I definitely don't want a free fall.
No.
Wow, beautiful. And lots of comments coming from the chat room here. They're saying a whole new level, a whole other level of Qigong. Yes, yes. Beautiful, beautiful. I think it's a great time. We're going to go to the phone lines, maybe take a couple of calls, because we still have many things that Brother Wayne Chandler is going to share with you guys here tonight. But 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines if you have a question for Brother Wayne Chandler. And as well as our international callers that are out there, you can dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you locked in as well. Also, you can Skype in also. So it's many ways you can get on the phone line to speak with Brother Wayne Chandler, and what an honor that is to be able to do that. So we're going to go to the phone lines calling in. It looks like from area code 908. Peace and greetings. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings. This is Keith from Jersey.
Okay. Greetings, Keith from Jersey. You got a question for Brother Wayne Chandler?
I do. Excuse me. Peace, Brother Wayne. I have a question. I have like an energy buildup in my left shoulder, and I know there's some things that I have to do physically to help open this passageway, but I was wondering if there are any energetic exercises that I could do to relieve this energy and direct it into, like, my throat chakra area.
Okay. I mean, I would ask a couple of questions, like why you want to direct it into the throat chakra area. But when you have congestion like that, the first thing you want to do is just, you know, remove the congestion and let the energy, the body will take the energy where it needs to go, you know. But the first thing you want to do is bring your awareness to the area and just remove the congestion. And to do that, the best thing to do is take the tip of your tongue, place it on the roof of the mouth. You know, there's a ridge that runs right along the top, the roof of the mouth. Take the very tip, apply it on that particular ridge. And then inhale as you go up, lift the shoulder, and then exhale, and then drop the shoulder. Do that 9 times and see what kind of relief that you get in that area of the body where there's congestion.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
See, you're feeling better already.
I am. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. Hold the line. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 646. You're live. 646, you're live in the remix.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Greetings. Who's on the line, please, and where you're calling from?
This is Amanda calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay. Greetings, Amanda. You have a question for Brother Wayne?
Yes. I know that you just spoke about starting your day with the breath. In particular, do you have a breath that I can practice? I just started taking Kundalini yoga, and we started doing the fire breath. So my question for you, would that breath help me to start my day?
Yeah, I mean, it'll help you to start your day. I mean, it sends you out with a blast, you know, for sure. I mean, every breathing technique, you know, is designed to create a very specific effect in the body-mind, you know. And so you want to, like, really look at, you know, the various techniques that you're doing and what they're designed to do, you know. So when you talk about, the fire breath, you know, that's a very, very vigorous solar-based practice of how to breathe. You know, it deals with the activation. It deals with the energizing, you know, of the body-mind. And, you know, you can definitely use that, you know, as an invigorant, you know, to move out and step out into the world. Basically, it's definitely going to wake you up. If you want to move with something that is like continuously invigorating and opening and expanding your channels, you know, then you want to have something that's consistent that you're doing as you move through your everyday life. And if you stop and you do fire breath, you know, like on the train or in the office or as you're walking down the street, you know, it won't be long before the ambulance is going to roll up next to you, and they're going to be trying to put you away in a straitjacket, you know. So you want to have something that's really subtle, you know, but yet very powerful. Something that's not just stimulating, but is very invigorating, you know. So the fire breath is really good, you know, in terms of Kundalini yoga, you know, the fire breath is good. But once again, one of the things that is important when you do these types of practices is to make sure that the energy is moving through the proper designated channels. And one of the things that I have found with respect to the yoga schools in America, and, well, just in the West, is that there are certain things that are omitted. That's why I left yoga. That's why I stopped doing yoga, because, you know, it was watered down. And there were a lot of the so-called secrets that we weren't getting. And I later found that because we weren't getting those secrets, our practice really suffered, and our ability to shift consciousness, you know, really, really was impaired. Think about it. As widespread as yoga is, yoga in the West is a multi-billion dollar business. Now, with all of the people that are doing yoga all over the West, or even just in America, even just in the city where you live, with the hundreds of yoga studios there are, how many enlightened people do you know that are moving around the planet, or moving around your city, or moving around the country? I don't see them. So that lets me know that yoga is not really doing what it was designed to do, and that there are certain bodies of information that yoga does carry as a science, but, you know, we're just not getting that information. And see, that's the problem that I have today, you know, with the yoga schools, is that they're just not getting the information. You know, a woman that I do yoga with here, you know, she's one of my yoga teachers. She called me the other day complaining about a yoga class that she had gone to with one of her colleagues, and the woman just gave like a totally improper description of a very powerful technique that she knew was wrong. And she, you know, after class went and approached her and told her, you know, well, what you were saying was not correct. And she asked me, she said, where are these yoga teachers today? Where are they learning this? Mm-hmm. And you have to look at the West is a very three-dimensional, mundane construct. And whatever it takes, especially when it's something that's transcendental, it has to move it through a more three-dimensional cerebral channel in order to, like, have it be effective, because it has to really understand it from a left-brain perspective first. And when it goes through that process, a lot of times that, you know, what happens is that the spirit, the essence of that particular thing is lost, and all you're left with is that three-dimensional density that it carries. But the spirit, the essence, that transcendental quality of it has been removed, you know. So you want to make sure, you know, that certain things, you know, if you're not, are you learning Kachari Mudra in your class?
Could I ask you what is Kachari Mudra? Probably
Kachari Mudra is the science of how to place the tongue during breathing techniques, because,
yes.
Okay, see, every breathing technique that's done, there should be an expression of Kachari Mudra that is applied to that technique, because that is going to determine where and how the energy will flow. That's the first thing that I have against, you know, the yoga that's being taught in the West, is that when it comes to the pranayama, the breathing aspect of the science, they're not teaching Kachari Mudra, which is very dangerous. But it keeps the science very empty.
All right. And I have another question for you. Do you, for your practice, do you have certified instructors?
I have certification, but there I have, like, right now, I have, like, three students that are certified in terms of teaching, because it's a study.
Mm-hmm.
It's a study. You know, you don't come to, like, a workshop and then a retreat and then leave and have a certificate of instructorship. I don't work like that. I mean, if you really want to become certified and you really want to learn the practice and the science, then I'm set up for that, and I would more than happy to take, you know, individuals on who are serious about doing that type of a program. But, you know, I'm not going to just give out pieces of paper because.
Yeah. I was even looking at becoming certified with Comedic Yoga, the guy that you're doing the retreat with.
I was going to say, Brother Yasir Hope. Yes, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. That definitely is something, you know, for you to definitely check into to do. Thank you so much for calling in. All right.
You're welcome.
All right. Hold the line. Peace and love. All right. Well, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 317. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Maurice, and I'm calling from Indianapolis.
Okay, greetings to you, Maurice, from Indianapolis. You have a question for Brother Wayne?
Yes, I was, I've definitely practiced Qigong for many years, definitely love it. Learned it out of my martial art practices. And my main question is, I'm practicing the 8-section brocade, and I just wanted to know if there were any other Qigong practices that you would suggest, or Qigong forms that you would suggest.
I mean, there are a lot of Qigong forms, you know. I mean, there are probably, you know, like a few thousand, you know, like Qigong is somewhat like pranayama. You have, you know, thousands of different techniques. The thing with Qigong is that you have different families which speak to different systems that individual may be practicing. So, for example, you know, what you're practicing in terms, you know, of your martial art, you know, you would have a very specific set of Qigong practices that should flow and align themselves with the various movements and disciplines that, you know, you're encountering and learning that particular set. Like in the internal systems, for example, like with Bagua, Xingyi, you know, even Tai Chi. Tai Chi is a form of moving Qigong. You know, you learn different types and patterns of Qigong that more or less are designed to operate within that particular style. You know, so you don't want to just pick up a random style, you know, and then begin doing that. You want to make sure that you have, you know, a very clear reason as to why you're doing that and the impact that that particular system or set of practices is going to have on your martial art.
Oh, very good, very good. And we did, in my martial art practice, I studied Kung Fu, and we did have some specific exercises that we do that's Qigong related that do, you know, fit within the system of the art. But we also learned 8-section brocade, and it seemed to be through my research, it seemed to be pretty popular. So I was just looking through, but I'm glad you explained it that way. So that gives me a better look at, you know, to have some more purposeful intent on what I'm doing with it. Yeah,
because a lot of times different Qigong practices move through different channels, you know. So if you're doing one type of practice, like, say, earlier in the day, you know, you don't want to do a practice that may be you know, moving energy through a different set of channels that's going to be antagonistic to what you just did. You know, so you may want to just wait until later in the day to do a set of Qigong practice that is very different than the set that you did earlier in the day. This way they don't conflict with one another.
Very good. Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
All right. Well, peace and love. Hold the line. All right. All right. I believe we have an international caller calling in. Esperanza. Peace and greetings.
Peace.
Hey. Greetings. Greetings.
You
want to tell everyone? Wonderful. You want to tell everyone where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Amsterdam.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I love Amsterdam.
Yeah. What time is it there, Esperanza?
It is now 4:32 a.m.
And she can't sleep, and she needs a breathing technique.
She needs a remix.
I do. I need some remix.
Beautiful, beautiful. You have a question for Brother Wayne?
I do have a question. I also wanted to say just thank you for all of the information that you're giving us on the remix. It's great. It's really changed the way I view the world and my possibilities by just listening to the remix. So I just wanted to say that. And I have been using the 6 healing sounds from Mantak Chia for a few weeks now. And I wanted to know if there's some type of breathing exercise that you can do to free up your throat chakra.
Well, definitely, you know, there is. Now, explaining that, like, over, like, the airwaves may be a little bit difficult because it involves, are the sounds the only practices that you're doing with Mantak or from Mantak right now?
I've been doing those, and then I only did it once, but I'm massaging the stomach to just release all of the blockages that may be focused down there.
Okay.
And I want to give you this, Brother Wayne. I know Esperanza is kind of a shy sister, but I'm going to kind of out her. She's a singer. She's a professional singer, so that's what she does. So
I got you. Okay.
Maybe that helps with what, you know, what you kind of recommend for her. Yeah.
Okay. You know, are you one of my Facebook friends?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to
ask. Because I think I do. Right, I've seen an Esperanza who is a singer somewhere.
I'm sure you have. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, kind of sits in the back of my head. So, you know, maybe I've kind of, you know, gotten an image or an energetic signature from you at some point. So dealing with your throat, you want to just really intensify the power in your throat chakra.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really what you're asking. That's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what you want to do. You want to, first of all, you want to use Kachari Mudra. So you want to connect your tongue. So take the tip of your tongue, and you want to place it on the roof of the mouth. Now, there are 3 points, you know, which run along that ridge, but as long as you have the tip on the ridge, you're connected. It's connecting 2 channels, one channel that runs up the front of the body and another channel that runs up the back of the body, and when you connect the tip of the tongue to that ridge, you're connecting these channels. Now, these channels follow the exact line or pathway of your chakras in your body.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is just stand in a mirror when you do this.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to take a small bowl of salt water.
Okay.
And I want, if you have like a spray bottle. You can either use salt water, although vodka is preferable.
Okay.
And you want to spray just the hand. And are you right or left-handed?
Right-handed.
Okay. So you want to spray your dominant hand. You want to first, just like you're sweeping something away off of your body, you want to sweep your throat, just sweep it. You know,
okay.
Like make like a down motion, like you're just sweeping something off of that area of your body. And then you want to do that 10 times, and then you want to flick your hand in the bowl of salt water. You want to do that like 50 times, so you want to do 5 sets of 10. Now you've cleansed that area of your throat. The next thing you're going to do, you're going to spray. Now, you want to spray your hand every time. After every set of 10, you want to spray your hand again and flick to make sure none of these toxic particles are adhering, you know, to the energy field in and around the hand. The next thing you want to do is you want to go counterclockwise on that throat chakra. You want to take the hand and move it in a counterclockwise circle.
Okay.
You want to do that like about 40 times. So you want to do 4 sets of 10. After every 10, you want to spray.
Okay? Yes.
Now, after you've done that, you want to take the hand again, and this time making sure that the center, the palm of the hand, you want to press it and put that directly over your throat chakra and make sure the tongue is connected, and you want to go clockwise. And what you're doing is actually energizing the throat chakra. What you were doing previously, you were cleaning the basic energy field with the sweeping technique, and when you were going counterclockwise, you were focusing specifically on the chakra and the various petals that extend from its core and cleaning them.
Okay.
Once you've done that, then you go clockwise, and you actually are now putting energy, life force, into that chakra.
Mm-hmm.
After you've done this, you want to spray your hands and wash them.
Powerful. Yeah.
That's
now.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. After you've done that, because this is the most important part. After you've done that, you want to do one or two things. You want to either visualize a light blue, like a sky blue, coating that you will deliver via your hand across the throat chakra. This will seal in the energy. Or you want to say mentally or verbally, stabilize, stabilize, stabilize. 3 times. Stabilize, stabilize, stabilize. And that locks the energy in.
Okay.
You got it?
I got all of that.
Okay,
yep.
Let me give you my PayPal address.
Okay.
No, that's right.
I would pay for this gladly. This is amazing. Well, I'm definitely going to try this, and I just added you on Facebook, and then I'll let you know how it's going.
Definitely, definitely.
All right. Well, peace and love, Esperanza. Thanks for tuning in. Peace
and love.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Very, very powerful. Wow, that was beautiful. Everybody is like, oh, taking notes. Definitely a download. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 501. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Just for late.
501? We're going to come back to 501. I think they're moving around. Calling in from area code 720. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 720? All right. I know it's a short delay, so we'll keep that in mind. Calling in from area code 216, live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yo, what's up, Ms. Blue?
Greetings. Who's on the line, please? Yes, hello. Greetings.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, Ms. Blue?
Greetings.
Yes, Brian. Hello?
Yes, Ryan. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a question slightly off topic for Brother Wayne.
Never off topic, Brian, but you can ask a question to Brother Wayne Chandler, yes.
Yeah, I got a magnet that I put over my forehead. Sometimes I do it every night, every other night, maybe every 2 or 3 days. And I just wanted to get his opinion on that. Because, you know, I try to use them to stimulate my pineal gland.
I'm sorry.
The pineal gland, man, is an environment that I find to be very fascinating, very interesting in terms of people's, you know, means and ways of accessing and energizing and empowering it. But if you don't have, you know, from a biochemical perspective, if you don't have like any major imbalances that are like cancerous or tumors or things of that nature, then you can use, you know, something like that. Ordinarily, I don't recommend, you know, you have to be careful with magnets because, you know, the way they're polarized is that they have been found to actually, if a person has a degenerative tissue condition, they've been actually found to, like, add energy, you know, and give vitality to that particular condition, which can exacerbate, you know, the formation of these aberrant cells in the body that can lead to various types of tumors or, you know, cancers or whatever, you know, the possible degenerative condition may be, you know. But if you're young, if you're healthy, vibrant, you don't have anything like that, then, you know, magnets, you know, you can use them. In terms of using the magnet, you know, for the pineal gland, I can't say. I'd have to ask you, you know, what is your process? You know, what do you see as being the mechanism and the science behind that? What is the magnet designed to do to the pineal?
Yeah, it should increase blood flow in a certain area that you put it on, right?
How is it working for you? Because you've been doing it. Maybe that's a great thing you can share with us, because you're actually doing it.
Oh, yeah. I haven't noticed anything major. Like I said, I don't do it every night. But, you know, I try to do it every, like, 20, 30 minutes when I do it.
Okay.
And I guess my next question is, what are you trying to achieve?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I mean, I haven't really thought of that. But, I mean, I was just curious.
I think that's a, I think that's a good place to start. If you are putting magnets or even if you're doing anything, it doesn't matter what it is. But really, you know, don't you think that's a fair question, Brother Wayne? What are you trying to
achieve? I do. You know, yeah, yeah. You definitely want to lay an intention for why you're doing anything.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, you definitely want to, you know, have an understanding or an understanding, you know, on why you're doing what you hope to gain, you know,
yeah,
from doing this.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that pretty much sums it up.
All right. Well, thank you so much for asking your question, and hold the line, okay?
All right.
All right, peace and love, peace and love. Gotta love the brothers. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 619. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings. This is Latifa. I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay, greetings. You have a question for Brother Wayne?
Well, the question I have is exactly the retreat. So it's going to be in Puerto Rico, but are you able to do kind of like payments or something?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, there's a payment plan anyone that wants to come on the retreat in Puerto Rico.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Every time I say that, you know, I want to break out in song. You know, you ever see West Side Story? Puerto Rico, lovely island. I think about that every time, you know, I say that name. You know, I'm sorry. Digress.
No, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And what a beautiful time of the year to be in Puerto Rico. So that's great. Definitely, you guys, it's great. So there is no reason why not to come. Definitely reach out to Brother Wayne Chandler. Go to www.waynebchandler.com and find out all the details and information. And the trip is going to be on April the 27th. So it's definitely not too late for you to begin to manifest and get yourself there. Why not? A beautiful time to really kind of, give that treatment to yourself. Or maybe there's someone special in your life that you know could really enjoy this. So the gift of giving should continue. Beautiful question. And thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, wait, but Miss Blue, I have a question for you. Is that okay, or?
She's not doing readings anymore now.
There you go. Tell him.
Well, it's not really.
Tell him. Go
ahead. It's not really a reading, just a question. I just noticed maybe a month ago that on my right side of my eye under, right above my cheek, I already had two moles there, but now I have mm-hmm. another one, and now it's in a triangle formation to where it looked like a pyramid.
Interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And what was your question for me?
I wanted to know what's going on there. Why did that end up happening?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of reasons, and I'll be short. You know, actually, you could have asked this question to Brother Wayne. Y'all didn't hear the show where he did readings? Because he got down. He does it, too. Don't let him fool you. You know, real interesting when we have these particular marks that come up, they come up for a lot of reasons. So a lot of times you'll hear me say, I don't really want to romanticize things that happen, because sometimes they are outside influences, but we know that all things start in the mind. You know, they happen there, like a lot of things are manifested. But when we have these marks, whether they're marks of beauty, if we want to call them that, or certain things that happen, do they have meaning? Of course they do. When you start to look at these moles that are there, a lot of times what I have found, and coincidentally, let me ask you, does your father have moles? Did your father have moles as well?
I'm not sure. Like, we're in the same areas, like in the eye and stuff that
no,
I
no,
do.
No,
but I,
not, not in the same area. I'm thinking somewhere like maybe on his arm or somewhere. A lot of times you will see these markings transferred through families, and they have more than just a genetic meaning. A lot of times it is about very sacred meanings that are there. Underneath your right eye there of being able to see, and in the form of a triangle, here's what I would suggest that you do, because the meaning that you find with this, when it comes to this particular thing, is going to be very profound for you, is really start to study those things of the triangle. Of course, we can look at the pyramid. We know that. And even though the pyramid does appear to have three sides, it really has four. And so under anything dealing with anything around the eye has to do with how you're perceiving things, how you're looking at them, and really just a reminder to you that there is more than what you see, you know, more that meets the eye. So more that is coming to the eye, particularly when it comes to yourself and what you understand true beauty to be within yourself. So those beauty marks, because even I see that there was a time you thought about having them removed.
Right.
Yeah. So this is about, and I just give you that clarification really quick so that you can know where to look for yourself. So this is about how you see beauty on an internal level, and that there is more to meets the eye, particularly when it comes to yourself. So take some time and really just kind of sit with it and study the triangle, because it's all kinds of things that we can uncover, particularly as women when it comes to triangles and the pyramids and how we see ourselves. We have many parts of our physical body that emulate the triangle. And that's what I want you to draw your attention to, because that's connected to you on so many levels and how you view those different parts of your body on an internal level, because there's so much more than meets the eye. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Thank you. Thanks, Yurida.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
All right. Peace and love.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller, you guys. We have Brother Wayne Chandler on the line, and you guys are sending me many questions. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You can get on the phone lines and press 1, or you can Skype in if you're an international caller, or dial the U.S. country code, and then dial 646-652-2711 and ask your question to Brother Wayne Chandler. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 202, you are live. Live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm Kelly, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Okay, greetings to you, Kelly, from D.C. You have a question for Brother Wayne.
Yes, I don't know if you're familiar, Brother Wayne, with what they call the upper limit trauma. Do you have any energy techniques that can be used to go beyond that upper limit issue?
The question is kind of fuzzy. Can you repeat that again?
You're kind of breaking up a little.
Oh, okay. There's a challenge called the upper limit problem. It's like when you have enjoyed too much bliss or too much success, you end up self-sabotaging. And I feel like I have that experience, and I want to know if there is a energy technique I can use to get beyond that.
Well, what I would first say is I applaud you, because in a place that is as toxic as this, if you have too much bliss and light and, you know.
Yeah.
you need to be where I am and telling people, you know, we want to get what you got, you know. You're trying to give it away, you know.
I don't never want to have what she's talking about. I want to stay in that upper level. Oh, God.
I'm not describing it accurately?
No, I mean, I'm just teasing you.
Yes.
One of the things, you know, you want to just you want to ground yourself more, you know, and there are a couple of things that you can do, you know, to like activate your root chakra, you know, which will create a different level of three-dimensional reintegration and groundedness. One is very simple, very easy. You know, you want to just, you know, place the tip of your tongue again to the roof of the mouth, and you want to just put your feet like hip width apart, bend at the knees. You want to turn the toes in slightly or the heels out slightly, very, very slightly. And you want to make sure that, you know, the back of the body is straight, you know, that it's in a straight line so that, you know, the rear of the body is not protruding, you know, out, and the spine, you know, that moves from the whole sacral area up the back is in alignment, is straight. And you want to act like you're holding a very large ball, like one of those rubber balls that everybody, like, lays on and does their sit-ups and, you know, various things. You want to act like you're holding one of those. And you just want to hold that position, you know. You want to start with 3 minutes, and you want to work up to, like, 10 minutes of just holding that position. That position reroutes and regrounds, re-solidifies, you know, your level of integration into a three-dimensional construct. And that should work very well for you.
Yeah, beautiful. I placed her on hold because she's moving around there. Let's see. Let's see. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in. Mm-hmm. All right,
yeah,
we're going to go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Questions like that, you know, I mean, my initial question would be, you know, well, what is she doing, you know, to actually create that kind of a state, you know?
Yes.
Because you hear people talk a lot about Kundalini syndrome and this and that, and often when these things occur, when they arise, it's because there's certain, like, balancing of the practice that is not being adhered to, you know. So the practice is very imbalanced, and it's basically focused on just opening one particular type of channel in the body, which, you know, depending on the individual, cannot be healthy.
Yes, yes. And, you know, that's a great question. I want us to take maybe about 2 more calls, and then we'll take a short break. And I want to talk about that, because how currency moves through our body really speaks to how currency, the cha-ching, moves in our lives. And I want you to kind of talk about how the two go together after we take these 2 calls and take a short break. I think that's a great segue into that, and because it is so powerful to understand that. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 720, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Yes.
If you have your
hold
on 1 second. Turn your computer speakers off for me because we're getting the feedback.
Can you hear me now?
Still with the echo. You have us on speaker or your computer speakers on?
No, I got me on my phone.
Okay, there you go. You're good to go. Now tell us who's calling in. Your beautiful energy here, and where you're calling from.
My name is Evan, calling from Colorado. I have just a question. I was listening to you on the radio, and I have emailed you to get a reading. I just heard you don't do readings no more. So does the brother there do readings? How do I go about getting a reading?
Listen. I'm so glad that you chimed in on that. And of all the things you could hear, you can hear that as well. One of the things that if you have a question, I still do readings on the air just at this time, and I've announced that last year. I've kind of slowed that down. But what's your question? Because Brother Wayne Chandler is here, and I'm sure that, you know, we say the word reading. I think sometimes that gets taken out of text.
The question I have right now is that from a little kid, I've been conscious, and there's a lot of stuff that I ask questions. Like, I asked this one question before, like, who could God be the devil in the Bible, the devil? And then I came across Bobby Hetman and his story, and I'm like, everything I saw as a kid, it's coming to fruition as an adult.
Yeah. And so tell us what your question is. What is your question?
My basic question right now was just getting a reading.
Okay,
that my question.
Right. A reading about what? What do you want a reading on?
On my past, like my past lives and stuff like that.
Well, Brother Wayne, hold on.
Yeah, put them in there.
Gotta love the brothers. Here's one of the things I want to say. This is what I want you to do. If you have a question for Brother Wayne Chandler that you want to ask him, and this is what I want you to know, that the reason that you're here, there is no accident. And so with Brother Wayne Chandler being on the show tonight, really sharing his information as well with everyone, you got to know that this is a part of your past life. So your past, your present, and your future, everything is coming together. You know, you said something interesting.
I believe that, yes. What you just said.
Yes. Yes, yes, I know that to be true. So since you believe that and I know that, I think we're in a good place. This is what I would like to ask you, because really, you know, we always speak what's truly on our hearts. And you came on with this, the God being the devil and the devil being God, and this thing here that you were talking about, and you mentioned our beloved brother Bobby Hemmett in that as well. But I want to ask you, where are you with you on your path? What have you come to realize? Yeah, what have you come to realize?
I've come to realize that I am God, a God, not the Most High, but I am a God. And I come to realize that I control all this by my, what I think in my head. My kingdom is going to be reality on this earth, on this dimension. So I've been trying to learn how to change my thoughts in that way. But I've been going through a lot as a kid, because I can see the future as a kid. I was born with a veil over my face, and my mom, I saw the way my mom died. Every action she had, I see death on people. I see good auras and bad auras.
Well, you've come to realize a whole lot. Mm-hmm.
And it was like I had all this as a kid, and that's my whole question. How did I have all this as a kid? And with all the conflicts, leaving with church, I had the conflict with church. Like, okay, God is God. Then I had to rationalize that I'm God and I'm Jesus. Then I had to rationalize, oh, I'm a confused angel. I had to rationalize for me, this stuff for me to accept it, because everything that I knew as a kid.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the beautiful thing. I'm going to say this to you, and then we're going to move on for here. But I do want to let you know that, you know, the beautiful thing about this life that we're living is that we all get to experience it, and we get to come to our own truth there. One of the things that I will say to you is that, you know, really just kind of being able to stay in your heart center, and really to continue to keep learning and to keep growing and just to keep evolving. Just keep evolving.
Thank you, because I believe we are, when I'm studying, it's not just one part you need all pieces to come by to combine all together to get through this path.
That's right.
You can't get stuck on just making this stuff religion, because if you make a religion, look at something outside yourself instead of inner self.
That's right. And, yeah, that's beautiful. Beautiful way to look at it. All right. Peace and love to you, my brother. Hold the line for us, okay?
Okay. Thank you, my sister.
All right. Gotta love the brothers. You guys are just really, y'all are just so amazing. Love the brothers. We're going to go to the next caller. This is an international caller calling in from area code 438 or country code 438. Peace and greetings to you. Who's on the line, please?
Good night, Ms. Blue. This is the show from the forum, calling from Montreal.
Okay, greetings to you, the show. You have a question for Brother Wayne Chandler?
Yes, I do. Good night, Brother Wayne Chandler.
How's it going, my brother? How are you doing?
I'm fine. I have a few questions. The first one is, what books by Montauk Chia should we pick up if we want to go from a beginning level to an advanced level by just studying books?
The first book I would recommend is
Cultivating Male Sexual Energy. Now, that book has an amazing amount of information in it. It's not written that well, but the information that's contained in that book is priceless.
Okay, and would that be able to take me from beginning to advanced, or would I have to move on to another book once I get completed with that?
Oh no, I mean, let me ask you, what are you trying to accomplish?
Yeah, you got to come out the books eventually.
Yeah. I want to gain a level of energy control where I feel as though I could take my level of energy control and actually create something with it, or do things that I've seen, like what people call impossible. Like, I've seen this book where they talk about air packing. It's called the Iron Shirt Technique, where you can make your skin really hard, or, you know, these different things that seem superhuman that we could do with our energies, but I don't really know much about, like, those sort of things. But I want it to be a part of me, whereas I could create a technique, or I could discover
Montauk,
a technique.
Yeah, Montauk teaches those things, you know. Yeah, I mean, all of those, you know, I mean, I do Iron Shirt, you know, every day. You know, that's part of my practice. But, yeah, I mean, if you're looking for that level of energetic cultivation, you know, then for sure you want to begin, you know, with the foundation, you know, which kind of tells you about yourself. And that would be cultivating male sexual energy. Montauk's, his focus is that, you know, sexual energy is pretty much the key, because it enlivens the various systems on so many different levels, you know, that operate within us and around us. So you first want to get a sense of what your base is, what your foundation is, and then you want to deal with a book that's called Awaken Healing Energy Through the Tao and Awaken Healing Light of the Tao.
Okay, are those two separate books?
Those are two separate books.
Okay.
And that's going to give you the base. You know, that's going to, in terms of energy cultivation, in terms of, you know, I mean, once you ingest all of that information, you know, that, I mean, and one of those books is like very thick. I mean, just to get through that, it's going to give you all of the basics and how to go deep within, you know, the core aspect of your being and actually apply and manifest that type of energy, that quality of energy. And then, you know, when you're ready, I would say step out and actually look for individuals, you know, who can teach you that. You know, I mean, Montauk has, you know, he has books on, you know, Iron Shirt, Qigong, you know, the inner structure of Tai Chi, you know, Taoist ways to transform, you know, stress into vitality. You know, he has a lot of books regarding a lot of the different things. Bone Marrow Nigong, you know, which is also like a spinoff of Iron Shirt. And, you know, you want to find someone that can work with you. You know, you're in Montreal, so, you know, there are practitioners up there, you know, that are affiliated, you know, with Montauk.
Okay, thank you very much. The second question I have for you is, earlier when you came on, when you first came on, you talked about how you know, right away life could change when this thing hits. And then we talked about the 2012 season or 2012 distraction. One of the big things that I always kind of battle with is I'm in school right now, and before I started school, I got into the knowledge when I first started school, and I had this big conflict whether I should drop out of school and full-time and this sort of thing, because I was listening to a lot of different people, and like I was just trying to get information from anywhere, and there are these people with these extremes and saying all these things, and I was like, oh man, I need to go practice right now. I don't have time to get a job, stuff like that. So, like, how do you
balance the coming reality with the current reality?
Yeah, like
I feel what you're
saying. I'm still in school.
Yeah.
I'm still in school, and with me trying to reach a level of wealth where I could take care of myself and my family, I still want to be able to do these spiritual things and get my energy body together and those sort of things. So how would I be able to find a balance, or how would you recommend somebody to find a balance?
Well, the first thing that I would ask is, you know, what are you studying in school? You know, what's your curriculum?
I'm studying electrical engineering, so that actually takes up a lot of time.
And what's your vision of electrical engineering? How do you look to apply that in the world?
I didn't really choose electrical engineering for myself. I really looked at it as a gateway to change my circumstances. School as a whole is a gateway to change my circumstances. But I could see, I look at everything from an innovative point of view. But honestly, if I can't find a way to be innovative with electrical engineering, or I don't have the desire to, I really just want to use that job as a source of capital to go into entrepreneurship and writing and other things like that, which I do have a passion for. I prefer to be an entrepreneur. I just need a source of capital, and electrical engineering is supposed to be my source of capital.
Okay. Well, wonder if I was to tell you that the whole financial infrastructure of the Western Hemisphere is about to shift and change. And my question to you would be, where does electrical engineering fit into this transformative process that's about to take place, you know, in the Western Hemisphere? So I would look at, you know, you were saying that in terms of wanting to be an entrepreneur and somewhat of a visionary with what it is that you're doing and how you want to apply that, I would look at, how does electrical engineering fit into different so-called, quote-unquote, new age concepts of energy production?
Well, that's
where I would take that. Because what you want to look at right now is, you want to look at a lot of things that we are and have been involved in are getting ready to pass away. And most people have no idea that these incredible extreme shifts just in energy, you know, and how the energy infrastructure in the West is set up are about to change radically. If you look around, you can see bits and pieces of it, you know, like a lot of like Federal Express, UPS, you know, they no longer use gasoline in their fleets, in their fleet of trucks. You know, they're using natural gas now. You know, they're not using oil. They're not using gasoline. They're using natural gas. You know, there are more and more filling stations that are popping up that, you know, have natural gas components. So, for example, what I'm trying to dramatize with that is that most people, we take things for granted because we're too distracted. But what's getting ready to happen, you know, in this country, you know, is that gasoline-operated mobiles, you know, are getting ready to become obsolete. You know, Honda released a car in 2012 that ran exclusively on natural gas, and then Toyota put one out last year, and then something like three or four that are due to come out came out in the new year. So there are a lot of shifts with respect to energy, and when you talk about what it is that you do, you want to step ahead of the game and look at how you can take what it is you're learning and make it practically realistic in a time that ain't even here yet.
That's right. That's what's up.
Okay.
And
I think
if there's a place for that, you know, if there's a place for that, and I think that there is, you know, I don't know a lot about electrical engineering, but I would feel that there's a definitely a place for that.
Of course. Yeah.
I would go ahead and keep learning what I'm learning, man, and learning to the best of my ability, because there's going to be a need for individuals like yourself, you know, as they redesign and reconfigure the energetic template, you know, for the Western Hemisphere.
That's right. And especially you're dealing with energy. And
right.
So, you know, that understanding energy, and especially you, a brother who was raising your own consciousness and doing that work, one of the things I would say is that really begin to trust. Sometimes we do get on a path and we discovered we've gotten what we've needed from it, and sometimes we do need the shift. That is very true. But it sounds like this particular path for you, you chose it, but know that you didn't make a mistake in choosing it. You didn't, you know? Because everything is you. So I love what Brother Wayne is saying, is really look for ways that you can begin to really be the innovator that you're longing to be with this, and incorporate everything. So that's basically where we're moving to, is where everything is becoming holistic. And so the separation is not just about right brain or just about left brain. It's about those two things coming together,
right.
You know? This building block and really understanding and showing that up in the world. So we're going to need what I call people who are part of the origin, this new era, to really reinvent this. This is what's being
right.
called. So it's people like you that really is paving that way, is that
yeah.
you're going to take something from an old way and say, check it out. I see this completely different, and here's what it is.
That's
true innovation. Yes, powerful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Okay. Well, that was definitely a lot, and I'll take that for the night.
Well,
I
you asked.
You weren't expecting all of that, huh, bro?
I appreciate it all. I'm going to listen to it about 5 times.
Well, beautiful, beautiful. And definitely, you know, reach back out to Brother Wayne. And I know you're also part of the remix. Let us know how it's going, you know, and all of your practices. I do want to talk about this too. Brother Wayne Chandler, do you still have your DVDs? Are they available on the site as well for people to get?
Yeah, some of them are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, for those of you who want to kind of get into practices, it's a couple of ways to do it. The retreat is there. I think that is a beautiful way to start with a very, very good foundation and to be in Puerto Rico. So definitely get yourself over Brother Wayne Chandler, WayneBChandler.com, and you can find out all the information and reach out. So thank you so much to the show for calling in. Peace and love to you. Hold the line for us, okay? All right.
Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to take a short break here, just a really, really short break, and loving the share with Brother Wayne Chandler here this evening. So I want to welcome you guys to definitely take this time to go over. We're still taking your calls. I see all of you guys on the phone lines there. So we'll still be taking your calls when we come right back. We're going to listen to another song that really kind of speaks to the Remix family and to Brother Wayne Chandler. And this is another Aloe Black song. We're just kind of on his groove tonight. And it's called Love is the Answer. And we'll be right back after this.
thoughts everywhere. From stepping on up, we don't care. Somebody tell me what we gon' do. Even though it's plenty to share, people hungry in the streets, it ain't fair. But you don't think about it until it's you. Now I'm gon' say how I feel, and what I want to say is love's the only thing that's real. I'm gon' tell you what to do. Just believe that love's the only thing we have that's true. 'Cause love is the answer. It's the answer to the questions in your mind.
All right, that was Aloe Black, and Love is the Answer. We're live here in the remix with Brother Wayne Chandler, taking your calls as well. And, wow, what an amazing share we have here. Still about 35 minutes left to go in the forum. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you have a question for Brother Wayne, just call in and press 1. Dial the U.S. country code for international callers, and then dial the remix, or you can Skype in as well. So we're going to continuously keep going. Brother Wayne, though, I do want you to touch on, because that was one of the questions that a few of the callers asked about showing up in the world and using this energy to transfer it, you know, to secure themselves when it comes to our future and what's to come. What are some of the things that this energy can be used for, understanding this and really raising our frequency and our consciousness through these different disciplines.
Yeah, it's really about what are the things that this energy cannot be used for, because this mm-hmm. energy is you know, an expression of the essence, you know, of our universal matrix. You know, so once you tap into that, you know, the energy is boundless. It can't be contained. It doesn't have limitation. The only limitations that it has are those that we put on it. So we want to think about, you know, what can't we do, you know, with this energy once we begin to cultivate it within the core and the essence of our own being. And there's nothing that you can do, you know. I mean, my students, you know, they have remarkable and just life-changing journeys now, you know, after embracing this. Many of them have, you know, like hustling hard, working two
yeah.
jobs, you know, and taking the energy that they have cultivated along with the divine intention and the removal of the fear to drop one of those jobs, keep one, but
right.
start creating and producing their own specific vision for themselves in the world.
Yes, yes. Powerful.
You know, and that's a big thing. You know, you have to feel something in your core that allows you to know that it's okay to take
yeah.
that step, because it's a big step.
Yes.
To move beyond your fears in that manner.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Love it. Love it. Love it. We're going to keep going because I see you guys, more of you just pressing one on the phone lines. We're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 914. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings. My name is Eddie from New York. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Eddie. I'm sorry. We hear you, Eddie.
Eddie, man, you've got the voice. You know, you...
Thank you.
You're making Barry jealous, man.
I was like, where's all this bass coming from?
Well, I tell you, I wish I need to apply myself to his skill set, because he got the lyrics. Right on, baby. I'll say I say to that. But what I wanted to ask you, on a spiritual level, have you been in communication with beings from the other side? I'll say it that way.
I'm always in communication with beings from the other side, you know. I mean, but there are a lot of different types of beings from the other side. You know, when you're talking about different dimensional fields, you know, I mean, we all are flanked with guides, you know, to varying degrees, and those guides operate, you know, in different dimensional fields that, you know, we consider the other side. And depending on what you're doing in your life is going to depend on the frequency and the solidarity that's established between you and the guides that you have around you. So, like, my guides, you know, are around me all of the time. And when I get with specific teachers, you know, who can feel my guides, you know, they always get a big kick, you know, out of scanning them and, you know, laughing and, oh, yeah, you know, they're hanging tough, you know, and that's good. That's good for me. You know, the tougher they hang, then, you know, the better off I am.
Yeah.
I need lots.
He brings a whole legion of guides with him. You're never alone when you with Brother Wayne Chandler.
say, the...
So, I mean, are those the type of guides, or are you talking about more or less like dimensional aliens, you know, like extraterrestrials that are stepping over into this dimensional field, you know, from other dimensions?
Yeah, exactly. Indeed.
Yeah.
Good
see,
stuff.
You kind of... What did you say, Empress?
I said the good stuff. Yeah, the good stuff.
Yeah. No, I haven't. I really haven't had contact, to my knowledge, you know, with anyone that's moving out of different dimensional fields that are like ETs. You know, though. You know, I've seen their signature in many of the various the incidents that have taken place in this country and around the world, you know. I mean, so their signatures are inescapable, you know, which is again a sign that things are in a place of transformation.
Indeed, because, you know, Hollywood is portraying a lot of pictures, and they always have in a lot of ways in reference to that connection. And, you know, I didn't really know how to ask that question because our understanding, you know, I mean, who's to say besides our ancestors and, you know, energies that's been on this planet, you know, for millennia, who's to say what's the difference? You know, because, you know, the earth is shifting, the planets are realigning again, you know, just like Zachariah Sitchin's book. You know, there's been like so many movies in reference to that. You know, that's kind of why I spoke to that, because I know they are positive and negative to all things.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, and Hollywood, you know, is an excellent gauge, you know, for what's going to be happening out in the world. Mm-hmm. There was a movie that was released. I saw it, you know, not too long ago in Atlanta when I was there over the weekend. So it was still there. It's not here anymore. But it's called Jack Ryan. I think like Jack Ryan Shadow Operative or something like that. And the theme of that movie, you know, is all about Russia, you know, manipulating, you know, the stock markets, you know, so that it sends America into a economic crash and a, you know, just stifling depression, you know, that would be worse than the depression, you know, that we experienced, you know, in the 20s. And 3 days after I saw that movie, you know, they're dealing with this, you know, conflict with Ukraine.
Yeah.
And Obama, you know, gives this ultimatum of if you don't back out of the Ukraine and leave them alone, we're going to impose sanctions.
Mm-hmm.
And Russia turned around and said, if you try to impose any kind of sanctions on us, we will crash your entire economy. Because everyone now in the world, except America and Americans, knows that America is financially weak.
Yeah.
To the point where we are right on the verge of a very, very major collapse that people can't even begin to fathom.
Mm.
So Russia understands this because they've already stockpiling 80% of their American or U.S. dollars. China understands this because they have stopped stockpiling U.S. dollars. South Africa understands this because they have stopped stockpiling U.S. dollars. Saudi Arabia understands this because they've stopped stockpiling U.S. dollars. So the thing is that these countries make up what are called the BRICS nations, you know, and these are all the countries that have come together, or most of them that have come together, you know, to kind of co-sign on the fact that the dollar should reign supreme and express itself as the global reserve currency. But the dollar, if it's removed from that position, which it is on the verge of being removed from that position, believe me, all hell is going to break loose. So Hollywood is a very good gauge, you know, at disseminating information into the consciousness of the public, if the public has the wherewithal to see, you know, what they're being fed, and to have that wherewithal, you have to, like, at least been able to pick up a little bit of this and that in your everyday environment, even if it doesn't make sense. And then you go to the movie, and the movie brings it all together.
Yeah,
indeed. If I may, there's been a lot of talk in a lot of ways about these things, just like some of the things that Jesse Ventura, you know, conspiracy theory and all of these things, and you know, all of these reality shows about preppers. It's evident that a lot of people know, you know, and it is unfortunate that you know, the majority of so-called Americans don't do any research, you know, such as the Federal Reserve is not a part of our so-called government. So therefore, you know, whatever happens here, it has no financial detriment to them, you know, because that's part of the reason why, you know, this United States Incorporated is in debt, you know, because the majority of that debt is to the Federal Reserve for printing the money. But overall, this United States anyway was designed, you know, to manipulate America, you know, for its resources. So my point is, just like you're emphasizing on people getting as much resources as they can, and, you know, I don't think I came on kind of like that, you know, you're not emphasizing on referring back to simplicity in life as quick as you can, because, you know, United States money is core currency anyway, and just like what you're basically speaking to, is energy itself. So we are the energy that basically drives the system. So what would you say to that in reference to changing the dynamics of what is possibly to come as far as this corporation is concerned, and how we could maintain, you know, a level of peace and balance in, you know, in our own personal lives?
Again, you know, you're talking about the practicing of certain, you know, internal cultivating dynamics that creates an allegiance and an alliance with you and universal order. And as long as you're walking and moving, you know, and the harmonious accord of that order, there's a level of protection that you engender that you can't even begin to measure, nor even identify, but it's there. You know, it's just there. A lot of what's getting ready to happen, I mean, people I know talk about, you know, the $17 trillion debt that the Federal Reserve has, you know, created for America, but nobody really talks about the $38 trillion debt that the American people, the banks, and businesses have created, you know, and that is also incredibly substantial. You know, so everything has its pluses and its minuses. Everything has its ups and its downs, you know. You can't really separate, you know, nothing is all bad. You know, so even though we're getting ready to go through a firestorm with respect to the economy, a lot of this is also to teach Americans, you know, how to handle and have value you know, for what they use money to buy. You know, what do they purchase with it? You know, what I mean, we are spendthrifts. You know, we are the most reckless, you know, consumers on the planet Earth, and we throw away more stuff that would be like just invaluable to most of the nations on the planet. You know, and it ends up in garbage cans, you know, in our backyards. You know, I mean, the amount of food that we just throw away. Now think of a situation where the economy goes bust. Do you think Americans and you're in a situation where you have two options? One is to put food on your table, and the other one is to pay your mortgage. But yet you have to make a decision between one or the other. You can't do both because you ain't got it like that to do both. So which one are you going to do? You know, when you find yourself in a situation like that, then you begin to appreciate life and the little things that you have always taken for granted in that life. Most people do not have the spiritual foundation that's going to allow them to manifest what it is that they need during these times. And the chaos, as it's going to be revealed and expressed as things begin to shift and change, is a necessary component of the change.
Indeed. I know I've taken a lot of time, but I also just want to say I appreciate you, Ms. Bloom.
Yes, likewise. This is great conversation, and it's going exactly along with everything that we're speaking here. So definitely thank you for, you know, bringing these things to life for us, and great questions. Yeah,
if
beautiful.
I may say one more thing, on a spiritual level, I just want to say that everybody that's hearing the physical right now, more so than the spiritual, because there's no time and space in the spiritual. We chose to be born at this miraculous time, so it is time for us to do what we're here to do.
No, hey, ashe, brother.
Yeah, ashe to that.
Yeah.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us. Beautiful. Peace
and
love. Hope the line. Yeah. Very powerful, and beautiful, and some excellent points that you brought up, Brother Wayne, about, you know, just us really kind of appreciating and being able to understand the value, not the value that has been placed on the dollar, because as you said, and even over the last decade, that has gone from zero to none.
Yeah.
Really value based upon how we're living our lives and, you know, as the brother was saying, and you know, what we can begin to do to help ourselves rise above that. So if everyone else is pulling back and all of the countries are pulling back, and interesting you mentioned Russia because, you know, the Olympics was just there, and they were talking about all of the billions of dollars that had gone into building Russia's economy. And I was thinking about the movie you were saying. And then they were talking about that there's almost a couple of maybe $3 or $4 billion that's unaccounted for. And where did the money go that Russia was using? Well, one of the things, like you said, Hollywood always kind of gives us that peekaboo view so we can begin to understand, is that Russia has been working for many, many decades building one of the largest, longest railroads ever, and it crosses from one continent to the other continent. And I want you guys to know that they have special cabinets in there that are secure, where they are securing things. So you ask yourself, what would they be exporting back and forth? And they said that the weight that some of these carts can hold, it's like piling, you know, something has to be very heavy that they're putting inside of it. So things that make you go, when you things that make you go, hmm. And this train goes from one continent to another continent. It's actually taking it all the way into a whole nother continent. And they are investing. They have done a lot of this. And then, yeah, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's really profound. I mean, just the things, I mean, Russia and China are like, you know, bosom buddies right now. You know, they're bosom
buddies.
And by
the way, that's the continent it's going to.
I know.
That's the continent. They built a train, y'all don't hear me, it takes you over a week to travel on, that will leave from one continent and take you to a whole nother continent. But there are specific carts that they're making that can withstand, and the weight that these carts are able to hold. What could they possibly be transporting back and forth?
Well, this is my thing. This is, you know, because I don't know what's in the carts, but this is this is what I do know is that 3 years ago, China's currency was 29th in the world.
Mm-hmm.
A year and a half ago, China's currency was number 9 in the world. And at this particular point in time, China's currency is right behind the dollar. And it came up even to the dollar a couple of weeks ago, and then China devalued its own currency purposely. Now, what that move was about remains to be seen. But the one thing that China has been doing over the last couple of years is they have been running amok, buying up all of the available gold on the planet Earth.
Yes. Wow.
At this point, China's currency is the only gold-backed currency in the world.
Yep. And I just did a show about the gold rush in California, talking about a family and how that came to be, but gold. And, you know, I take you guys back to that train that's being transported. And
that's right.
Just a lot of things that are going on, because there are certain carts and they're very well armed, and it's leaving from one continent to the next.
Yeah.
And
better believe it's filled with gold.
Oh, yes. It's
because
gold in the hills.
That's right. Because the play would be to give China a gold-backed currency and to give Russia a gold-backed currency.
Right. And here's something else for everyone to understand, and we start to talk about the game of life. Whoever has the gold makes the rules, period. If you got the gold, you make the rules. That's who makes the rule. This is even why the continent of Africa has always been one that has fascinated the world. And this is also why in Nevada, and going through Nevada and a couple of states up there, there is so much land that is owned by the government, because outside of Africa and Nevada, they have high contents of gold there.
That's right. One of the largest and most profitable gold mining companies in the world is called Franco-Nevada, you know, which you know, is turning out some of the best grade ore in the world. And if you're in the stocks, you know, this is a great year for mining stocks. Being under the energy of the seven, being under a seven energy year right now, which is what 2014 is.
Yeah.
If you're into the stock market, you know, or just not even to the, you don't want to be in the stock market. You want to be in the stocks, you know.
Yeah.
Look for good gold producing companies. You know, I can give you a few right now that will make you some good money. Good money.
All right. All right. Y'all better listen. Told y'all, Brother Wayne's the man.
Mm.
You know, so yeah, we're in a very profound period, you know, but the thing that I can't stress more than enough is people want to get their house in order before they get themselves in order.
Yes.
You've got to have yourself in order if your house is going to stand.
So true. So true.
You know, I mean, it begins with us and, you know, it ends with us.
Yeah.
You know, so the tighter you are spiritually, divinely, energetically, the more you're going to be able to manifest in terms of the direction that you wish to take for you and your family.
Mm.
And we have a very difficult time embracing that reality because we're so absorbed and invested, you know, in this three-dimensional construct, you know, that has been created for us. That is really just a 24/7 everyday distraction.
Yes. And so many distractions going on from all areas, you know, even if we look at a micro level and then a macro level, like you said, it's important to have these disciplines in place or have a practice for yourself in place so that we can really begin to understand this. And one of the things, I want you to speak to this a little bit, Brother Wayne, from what you've seen as well, and know that as we continuously move further and further along, you will start to see that people will start to jump on that bandwagon. So it then is going to be a question about really looking at the core of the source. And if you're spiritually sound, then you're going to be led in the right direction to go, you know, because
right.
It's going to be all kinds of people that's going to come on the bandwagon saying, hey, we know the money is going. This is where you need to go. You need to come over here with us and you need to join that. But those are things that you really need to begin to start discerning with yourself and really looking to those sources that you can trust and that you do trust, that you do have a connection to, whether that be a spiritual connection or what other kind of connection that you have. So these are just things. When you are spiritually sound like that, you can really tell discern where your energy is telling you to go and where it's not. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, exactly. And that's one of the things with respect to the retreat, you know, that I do. Whatever's going on in the world, you know, and this is a very, very special time that we're in right now, and most people are not going to be able, you know, to really clearly see what's on their doorstep, you know. But one of the things that I'm creating within the context of this retreat is to give people these tools, you know, is to give people information on what they can do, whatever they have and what they can invest in, you know, that's going to help secure them, you know, on other levels. And then they take what they have gained in terms of their spiritual security, and then they create an integration, you know, that is going to be as solid as the bar of gold they're going to be sitting on for their chair in their home.
That's right. That's right. And it's about really gaining understanding. I'll tell you, I found just in my path and my work, one of the things that has been most challenging for those of us who have spiritually awakened our consciousness is to really integrate that component into our lives. It tends to be something very separate. And even now, you know, I'm looking, and not many are saying this because the Remix family knows we've done a lot of work in this area, but there's still some of those thoughts out there that says that we should not have any kind of thing to do with gold or money or anything. How do you speak to that, Brother Wayne, and based on your work and what you found and seen over the years as us as spiritual people thinking that we're supposed to sort of take this vow of poverty to do this work?
I mean, that's a very interesting question, you know, and one of the things that I always begin with is that it's not so much in terms of the acquisition of it, but what is it that you are acquiring, you know? And if you're looking at money, you know, in the physical, you know, three-dimensional currency that it is, then that's what it's going to bring and be to you. And with that is going to come all kinds of issues, problems, and challenges, you know, that will follow you throughout your life in various ways. Even if you have a lot of it, it's still going to create issues and problems for you. When you begin looking at money for what it is, that is just energy. That's all it is.
That's money.
Money is just energy. You know, so then it becomes an extension of you. And how are you expressing and manifesting your energy? Because that money is now an extension of your own being. So how are you manifesting the energy that extends in the form and fashion of the money that you're utilizing on a daily basis in your life? Does it reflect your own inner integrity?
Yes.
Or no?
Right. Love that. That's beautiful. Very well said. So, yes, you guys heard it there. I definitely know that was one of my challenges coming into my understanding of myself. I won't even call it consciousness. I was like, well, I know I didn't sign up to be poor, so I need to check this out and make sure, because this is not the thing. It really is about having your wholeness. And like you said, really just expressing yourself on all levels. And it's about being complete and whole and doing your work, and not just one. Just like we would be out of balance if we stayed in the own position 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right.
That's not what you came back here to do, not to just do that. You know, there's many places we could go in the universe, in the cosmos, and Earth is a very difficult school. It's a fairly new school from what I'm hearing, but it's a very challenging school, and no one came back here to be so spiritual that you're not human. We came here to experience, and like you said, all of these avenues are an expression of our internal being, of who we are, and how we sort of kind of leave our footprints here on the planet Earth. Yeah, yeah. Well, Brother Wayne, it's always a joy to have you come and for us to sit at your feet and listen to you drop all of this wisdom and knowledge on us, as you always do each time you do show up with us. I do want to invite everyone to definitely go over to the Wayne website and connect with Brother Wayne. Go to waynebchandler.com. You can also connect with him on Facebook as well and his Facebook group. All of the information is available here in the show notes. And I also would invite you to reach out to Brother Wayne. It's still very many of you on the phone lines waiting to get your calls in. Reach out, send an email, especially if you want to hear about more of the work that Brother Wayne Chandler is doing in the world. Don't forget Puerto Rico, the retreat, April 27th. It's not too late for you to get in. You want to find out the details. Go over to the website, check it out, connect with Brother Wayne Chandler, and just begin to get your spiritual frequency in alignment for yourself on all levels. So, Brother Wayne, we have about 2 minutes left to go in the form, and very fitting for the master that you are. And so you can close us out with just, you know, giving us just some of your words, whatever you choose to share with us in the last 2 minutes as we get ready to continue. Yeah.
Yeah, one of the things that I said earlier, you know, is you know, we have to just stay abreast of two things, and that I feel are very, very important. And one is that no problem can be solved in the state of consciousness at which it occurs. You know, you want to write that down, and you want to look at that every day, because that's going to be a constant reminder. You know, that you have to keep growing, evolving, and moving internally as a human being, as a living, breathing aspect of spiritual force and power. And when you express that and manifest that, then you want to understand, you know, that, I mean, every aspiration that you have can be manifested.
Yes.
You know, every aspiration, there are no limits or limitations to what we cannot do as human beings. None.
Ashe to that. powerful. Well, thank you so much for joining us here. It's always a treat to have you on the platform, Brother Wayne. And peace and love to you until you come back and visit us again. And,
I'm looking forward to it.
Beautiful. We're going to get ready to close out here, you guys, in the remix. And just peace and love to you guys out there. Much love, warm spirit, and ashe to the ancestors. As we get ready to close out with Brother Wayne Chandler here in the form tonight, don't forget to download, you guys. Don't forget to download. That's a great thing to do. You definitely want to do that. And you know what to do. If you like the show, like it. If you love it over on Facebook. Love it on Twitter. Love it on iTunes. Just love it all over the world. And so peace and love, you guys. We're going to get ready to get out of here. Peace and love.
Peace and love.